Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS and KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Obviously, big news, lots of stuff to talk about today, and we have all the time in the world to do it. Coming up at 2 p.m., we have our friend, former state senator Jeff Smith, who's also a friend of Kamala Harris. We have Michael Kelly. We have Brad Young. So we have plenty of stuff, plenty of guests coming up that we can talk about this. Let's start talking about something maybe equally important, though, and that's, again, more trouble in the office. I'm going to start calling the shared office paradise because there's always trouble in it.
Plus, it's kind of sweet.
It's kind of sweet.
No, it's not really. It's awful.
It's sweet by the time Kevin gets there.
Yeah, that's true. I don't get a lot of the nonsense.
No, you're right. You come in at just the right time.
Yeah,
I walked into the belly of the beast today. I walked in, these three, and Debbie and Tom had just had Bob Costas on.
Oh.
And I thought they did an especially nice job, and Bob's always fantastic. And I'm like, hey, did you guys get to hear the Bob Costas interview? Now, that's about the most innocuous question that you can ask on a Monday morning. No one's going to trip over this one. Mm-hmm. And it starts up.
Yeah. Because I wanted to hear the Bob Costas interview, and so I replied, no, because Andrew walked in and said, why is this so loud?
Amy released a bunch of pent-up anger because I walked in. It was very loud, so I turned the radio down.
It was kind of loud.
You turned it off.
But
we were trying to hear it.
Well, you guys could have said, oh, we were listening to that. Would you mind turning it back up?
Well, I said, hey, I wanted to hear Bob Costas, and you said, who the blank wants to listen to Bob Costas?
Yikes!
That's what he said.
You are a producer on KMOX, my friend.
That's what he said.
I think Bob's great, but I mean,
do you?
You know,
didn't sound like that. He's great.
He is great.
I love Bob Costas.
Necessarily chooses his opinions on this topic.
I was sad that I didn't get to listen to it because Andrew is the boss when he's in the office, even though he has nothing to do with our show.
No, this is the most interesting part.
This is the thing, and this is the thing. She's like, well, you know, you're just the boss when you're in there. I'm like, no, I'm not. You can go turn it up. It's a shared office. And then she goes, well, you know, it's like you don't technically work with our show. And I said, I don't not technically work with your show. I don't work with your show at all. We just share this office.
Yeah, but I always forget that he's not on our show because he's such
such an air of professionalism.
Gosh. No.
That's not my fault that
you
forget.
You have such a massive presence in every morning when we're planning our show. I forget you're not our producer. Because you're just injecting your opinion.
I think we all...
Not my fault.
We agreed today that
Andrew... Nothing to do with me.
Andrew shows up to work probably an hour too early.
No, this might fix everything.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
No, I'm going to show up when I feel like showing up.
No.
Yeah, it's about an hour too early.
Yeah. I think if you would wait a little bit...
Yeah, just wait a hair.
What time are you usually rolling?
9 o'clock. I'm often here before either of these two for their show that starts at 10.
That's not even true.
It's not even
remotely close to true.
This is like listening to the Secret Service hearing today.
See, it feels like...
You gotta hear me out. I'm airing you right back.
Somehow Andrew is always encroaching onto our time.
Yes.
We got a text message right at the end of the show that was in all caps to the text line.
Yeah.
And it was like... Why does Andrew always eat all that bad food? He's gonna get prostate. He's gonna get prostate cancer from the hot dogs. And I'm telling you, it was an all cat.
On our text line?
Yes.
Yeah, to our show. He's not even on our show.
He's got somebody out there that cares, though.
Yeah.
Wait. Andrew's got a fan out there.
Wait a second. You can get prostate cancer from hot dogs?
According to the texter.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like a doctor.
I think if I remember, they
hot
said
dogs
they worked
is the least of my concerns.
They said they worked
hot
in a law
is.
Firm.
Yeah, hot dogs is not my problem.
There's a T-shirt. Hot dogs is the least of my concerns.
I'm going to defend Andrew on this because hot dogs assumes that hot dogs is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a single issue. The hot dog issue.
The World Health Organization says eating processed meats like hot dogs can be associated with an increased risk of developing prostate cancer.
Well, damn.
Oh, yeah, I'm the only one who does that. That's all caps text about it.
Well.
I mean, the guy's just, whoever it is, just looking out for you. They're not, like, hating on you.
It would be the difference between going to Six Flags once a year and having a season pass.
Season pass is pretty cool, though.
All anybody eats is processed meat.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's like most of our diet.
Well, also,
everything's bad for you.
I mean, we can all take agency in it, right? We can make our own decisions, but it's expensive to eat healthy, and that stuff is everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's everywhere. It's so easy to eat crappy food because that's all around us.
And cheap.
And if you literally can't afford it, Or if you don't live close to a grocery store that has good food.
Except the rotisserie chicken is still cheaper than McDonald's. I'm amazed by the deal that a rotisserie chicken is.
Mm-hmm.
$5 for a whole
chicken. Well, that's
chicken.
Only at Costco.
Because they use all their old
Deerberg.
Chickens.
Oh, really?
Did you know
yeah.
this?
Oh.
Old chickens.
Old chickens.
Like age-wise?
Oh,
well. You know, I mean,
those chickens should have stepped down.
No, wait. Were the old chickens like before they were cooked or
this
old
is classic.
After they
This is classic DGS lore.
They are supposedly the chickens that are about to go bad. They go, well...
How long
Cook
did you been
up.
On the show when you said
not
that?
Not long.
It was
but
her,
I had seen it on Reddit. I saw it. Someone wrote it on Reddit.
It's on Reddit.
I read it and I thought, oh,
Deerberg's,
it must be true.
Schnucks, Costco, they all have like $5 rotisserie chickens. Even the ones at Whole Foods are $7. And if you do that and you get some potatoes or rice and beans, that's a really good meal. I eat that a lot.
I can cook a really good roast chicken.
Uh-huh.
I can't come close to a grocery store chicken. I can't.
It's magic.
Like if they have the right tools, that's the thing.
If I were to cook one of those, I would call my friends. Mm. And be like, you need to come over and see this chicken.
Yeah,
it's
perfect.
Actually a great point. I've never cooked anything as good as a rotisserie chicken.
You guys ever had Boston Market?
Yeah.
Do they even have one around here?
No, but in the day, that was the bomb.
That place.
Yeah.
Oof. That's good.
I went to Boston Market the first time I went to stay with Glenn Beck when I was his boy.
Huh.
And we were staying at his house, and we stopped by a Boston Market. And I'm at a Boston Market getting soft old people food with Glenn Beck. It was just so weird.
Yeah, Boston, that stuff was good, though, man. Their cornbread rolls.
Yeah, got to be able to swallow it.
Yeah.
They're like jelly.
Not a young crowd at the market.
No, but it's good, though.
Andrew, did you give Cracker Barrel a try?
Did I give it a try? Of course I did. I went there as I have many times.
You're a fan of the barrel?
Oh, I love the barrel.
Well, we had to talk about it on Friday because the barrel is retooling, revamping itself, and it looks like a really nice apartment in Clayton.
Yeah. Has it gone woke?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's gone woke.
Pretty much.
That's what they're getting yelled at for, I think.
And it's funny. My wife ordered something called a watermelon lemonade spritzer, just assuming that it would be like, you know, sparkling water with a watermelon lemonade, whatever.
But it was potatoes.
No, it was alcoholic.
It was made of gravy.
Oh. And we did not realize that until she was like three of them deep.
Oh.
And she was like starting to feel it.
You guys
like,
have beverage problems.
I told her, I was like, that might have alcohol, but I don't think
Wouldn't
it does.
Wouldn't it be on,
goes,
the
yeah,
menu?
It's on the menu.
It's not listed as having alcohol.
No,
that can't be true.
I don't believe it. I'm sorry.
I'll find it. I should have taken a photo of the advertisement because it said, try our new drinks, the watermelon lemonade and the watermelon lemonade spritzer.
Yeah, spritzer.
But your spritzer's got booze in it.
I didn't know that.
Did you know how much it was?
Yeah, perfectly paired with Roscato Moscato wine.
They were like $5 or $6, but I didn't know that until because they just kept bringing them out.
Because
she's like, I'll have another
one.
They
never just mix in the alcoholic drinks with all the other
menu
items.
It was probably a special card, right?
Yeah, it was on a special card advertising these two new drinks that they have.
Did you get her drunk enough to buy some old-timey candy?
We bought a lot of candy corn. I mean, a lot.
Candy corn?
Yeah.
A little candy corn is a lot of candy corn.
It's July, and you're eating candy corn?
They had all the Halloween stuff out. They had all the Halloween stuff out, and I was
already?
Super, and my wife and I, especially, you know, after, they were super excited about it. Because
you got drunk at Cracker Barrel.
On accident.
That's awesome.
I mean.
They were really good, though. The drinks were really good. They have great cocktails there, turns out.
She's like, these are the best green beans I've ever had.
Like, after you can't
have green beans.
You couldn't taste it in the first one?
She had meatloaf and green. I don't think there was a lot of.
Oh, do you have any okra?
She said that she was avoiding all fried foods for that evening, which is a super weird because that's.
Yeah, it keeps you from getting drunk.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
she had meatloaf and green beans and.
How are you two
carrots.
Between Cracker Barrel drunk and beheading possums? How are you not a reality show? We should be working for you.
Oh, yeah, that all caps texter didn't like the fact you were killing animals either.
Okay, first of all, statute of limitations is long gone on that, so let's not even entertain that. Second of all, let's not even talk prosecution. Second of all, it was years ago, you know, and I didn't do it. It was her. Go yell at her.
The second point is the same as the first point.
Yeah.
Do you know what statute of limitations means?
I have 2 points. Number one, it was a long time ago. Number two, it was years ago. It was so long.
The statute is run. Plus, it's been too long.
What about the mouse, though? You did admit to
You
the
killed
mouse.
That mouse.
You threw
I did
it.
Not. I killed no. Well. I left it in the hands of God.
You left it to die.
I left it in the hands of God.
That's killing it.
And what he chose to do with his children is simply none of my business at that point.
Boy, that's eerily familiar from the 30s.
wow.
You threw a mouse into an intersection.
Yeah.
Attempting to kill it.
No, attempting to get it away from me.
Intending to have someone else kill it.
No, intending to get it away from me.
Why are you guys so scared of small animals?
A possum's not that small.
Possum's not that small.
Yeah, but
they're like terrier size.
No, yeah, they're not.
Opossums are.
Opossums.
Opossum.
Yeah.
Those are it's my friend Patty Opossum.
By the way, I like
those guys. They've been drinking.
Yeah. I like that first of all, thank you for texting whoever you were. I like that the text was, you should avoid eating those processed foods. Also, stop beheading animals. Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yeah. I have two points of contention.
Yeah.
Andrew's special.
I don't really like rock candy. They have rock candy.
Oh, rock candy!
Oh, they have a ton of rock candy.
It's aesthetically pleasing, but it's just like
it's a sugar.
A sharp rock.
It was my favorite. My brother's like favorite thing.
Why would you
want
to lick a sharp rock?
Because it tastes good.
I like the little gold nuggets.
Yeah.
In a little pouch.
I've never had one of those.
Yeah, yeah. They're basically the same as rock candy, right?
Like I think they're gum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
At least I always chewed them like gum.
The little candy sticks that are like candy canes but taste better.
Those are
big variety choices. Those are the best.
Yeah, because they have different flavors.
Yeah.
They had all that. They still have all that stuff there. It's a mecca, people.
You ever have one of the big lollipops? It's like the size of a pizza.
Yeah.
It always seems like a good time.
Yeah,
like, this is a great idea until you start getting into it.
Or those jawbreakers. You're
like, this is going to take weeks.
I'm having trouble.
Physically harmful.
Picturing any scenario where you're eating a giant lollipop.
Yeah. I mean what do you think he does with his free time?
It was a while ago.
It bumps his hat up as he's trying
like
to
statute of limitations. Statute of limitations. Like
it is passed.
Were you wearing a baby outfit?
It was my 40th birthday. Okay. No.
Then yes.
I've had when I was a kid.
All right.
You know, and you always think.
Is that when you were in the bubble?
This is pre-bubble.
This will put him in the bubble.
Wait, but what do you think put me in the bubble?
Ronge told prospective girlfriend that he was
wasn't a girlfriend.
Immune compromised and had to sleep in a bubble at night.
I'm not sure which is harder to picture because I'm picturing him as he is now, but 8 years old.
Yes.
Big black glasses, just eating the gigantic lollipop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have never been able to picture Ranji at any point as even swaddling baby in a crib with a Cardinals hat and big old black glasses on.
You know, he was pretty enough to be a girl.
Is that right?
That's what that stranger told him.
You've heard that before, haven't
you? That's why they have the... Oh, yeah, that is.
Yeah.
I have. That's why he started wearing the vests and the hats. He had to add a little masculinity to it.
I don't know if that scarred me or gave me confidence. I'm not sure.
Weird mix of
You're
both.
Pretty enough to be a girl.
Being a girl and getting a compliment.
Damn. Wait, but also, thank you.
If someone told me that today, I'd be like, weird dude, that'd walk away like, hey.
Yeah, I got a game.
It's not too bad.
It is kind of confidence building.
Yeah,
kind
sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also,
I was in kindergarten.
Kind of weird.
Well, yes, obviously, very weird. And inappropriate.
And then I'm assuming my parents made a mental note, okay, never leave Chris alone with that guy.
Yeah.
Or not. I mean, parenting was different back then.
According to Ranji, kids need to learn that the world's not a good place.
Be taller.
Said, not like that, Kevin.
Oh
he
gosh,
said, hey, Chris, I've got a pizza-sized lollipop for you.
That would have done it for me. Just come to my van. With a brown one? Oh.
The
brown van?
The van.
Yeah.
We all.
Nothing good happens in a brown van, Amy.
We all lingered on that one.
We all scrambled to figure out what he was talking about.
That's just where I bailed.
Oh, thank God, the van.
I'm just like, yep, I'm out.
Whoa.
I'm out.
My brain was like,
hold on.
My brain's like, make a joke. Don't make a joke. Make it okay. Don't make a joke.
Pull back.
But I got so many jokes. Look at this one.
That was me. I'm out. I can't say any of these things.
You disgusting people.
You said it.
Talk about the brown predator van. Every predator van is brown.
That's the
couple
correct
white ones out there.
Yeah, I think,
and that's
I
the correct
white
way to phrase that. The second way you phrased it.
Yeah. 124 DGS. So you have the text?
Yeah, here it is. This is the full text. We'll get to the important
caps,
part, actually.
Right?
All caps. Andrew, you are obsessed with food. Well, they actually wrote dude, D-O-O-D. You're obsessed with food.
food
that is so bad for you? Do you know hot dogs cause prostate cancer? ? You obviously don't care about your health. Why don't you stay as a producer and stop with your attention-seeking stories that lack substance? My law office can't stand DGS anymore. Dave making fun of animals. He should not win any award.
making fun of animals.
You didn't make fun of animals.
Fun of any animals.
That was us.
Giraffes. They're so goofy. Yeah, you know?
Are they flashing back to the?
There's many things I'm guilty of.
To the respect of the animals. Guy visiting his horse before you know. Are they
talking
about that?
Sucks, deer. Look at him. So stupid.
Amy was making fun of possums the other day.
I was on Andrew's side.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the strangest hill you've ever elected to die on.
Hmm.
I would like
That's weird. Andrew is the most amazing storyteller ever. I'm on Andrew's side.
I would like to retract my statement where I said thank you to that guy for calling. Or for texting. Yeah, I was given false information that led me to believe that it was a nice text.
It was not nice.
And not an incredibly mean text.
Yeah.
But at least yours was accurate. You eat a lot of hot dogs. I don't make a lot of fun of animals.
Yeah, I've never heard you make fun of an animal.
I can't remember the last time I did.
Making fun of animals is such
what
a
about,
hilarious
accusation. Making fun of animals.
Put that in my eulogy.
Yeah.
Look at that dumb looking dog.
Now, Dave wasn't perfect. We've all been there when Dave made fun of animals.
The dog with a stupid tongue.
The animal kingdom hates him because he won't stop mocking them.
Was it because you talked about Professor Fatso? Was that his name?
Professor Fatso. Uncle Fatty?
I like Professor Fatso better.
Professor Fatso is much better.
That sounds like an Eddie Murphy movie.
The monkey?
Man, if I ever open an OnlyFans, that's my name.
Professor Fatso.
The first title, the first title for Nutty Professor didn't test Professor so well.
It's a little on the nose.
Originally, it was
what was his name? The monkey.
Uncle Fatty.
Uncle Fatty.
Yeah. Okay. Which isn't measurably better.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather be Professor Fatso than Uncle Fatty.
Me too.
I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah, right?
You got an advanced degree. Yeah.
Professor.
It's a great name for like
you're
a rapper.
Distinguished.
Yeah. You've probably had 6 years of higher education.
Well, what is this? A 2-liter high C? Yes.
What if you sit down for your first class at Yale and it's Professor?
I mean, that's how dumb animals are, though,
yeah,
right?
For real.
If your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX 133. So, if you and your law firm can handle my incessant making fun of animals and do think I deserve an award, how do they do it, Rach?
Go to Facebook, click on our link to the two STL Headliners Award, click on People, and vote for Dave. You can vote once per day through, I think, July 28th, so we're running out of time, so please go vote for Dave.
I was going to vote for him until he made fun of my dog's dumb face.
My whole law firm is so mad about that.
Mine too, man.
That is the funniest way anyone could try and flex on you.
First of all, there's no way this entire law firm is sitting around with the radio on.
Well, hello.
I remember my first semester at WashU Law when they taught us how to write in all capitals.
Make everybody feel like you're always yelling at them.
I do really love the idea of a law firm filled with people who are
listening to the DJ.
Various levels of treatment but blasting through the law firm.
And everything's
super
in
loud.
All caps, including the legal briefs.
And
is my story where I'm like, all right, so we had this shovel, right?
Just
that's
playing
why
in the
birds
back.
Are stupid. Look at Toucan Sam. Look at that dumbass.
Yeah.
I'm just about done with this guy.
I am so fed
why can't
up with
they
lover.
Talk?
Playing in the background during a deposition.
I just love everything that's ever been discussed on this show, whether it's issues or jokes, that it's making fun of
There's
animals.
So many reasons I don't deserve an award.
The amount of times that Rachel and I were just talking about this the other day, the amount of times that somebody will get upset about something on the show that didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's just like an imagined
thing. I promise you it's true.
That they thought they heard.
I mean, over a 24-year career, I've said a handful of things that I really regretted, and in my defense, I apologize for all of them. I probably said a handful more that I didn't know were offensive or didn't think were, that other people took offense to, but yeah. The times that we get complaints or something like that, yeah. Typically, and I know this is antagonizing to the audience, at least the ones at law firms, but typically they're just incorrect.
It's like Dave said he wanted to give rare exotic birds a swirly in the toilet. It's like, well, no.
Although.
Actually, I'm not opposed.
They come out looking like this.
That actually did not happen.
You like how I do physical comedy for the radio audience? Yes.
It's nice. It's nice for us.
Yeah, it makes us laugh. They got the hair sticking straight.
Right?
Just stuffing a bird in the
We did have someone.
And then it looks at you like, what was that about? What'd you do? What did you imagine? What a weird thing to think of.
We did have, speaking of physical, like comedy or things that are visuals, we did have someone complain that we had Face the Nation on the radio. Like, why are you playing Face the Nation? They always say, look at this graph.
Okay, that's
Steve,
a fair point.
Steve goes, they're probably right about Face the Nation. Yeah.
Did you see the kerfuffle with the Cardinals and Donald Trump?
What? Yes.
I just saw the fist bump thing.
The baseball team or the Catholic
leaders? Yeah, no, it was, yeah.
I never know.
No, there's a thing where some online folks think what? That they were signaling their political beliefs with a celebration with the Alec Brothers. So they cover their ear and then they raise a hand in the air and people were like, they're doing the Trump thing. And actually, Matt Carpenter explained it. It's a joke about Alec Burleson being a DJ when he was in college. Mm. And that's what he did. He
People
was a rapper,
really
apparently.
Up in arms about it.
I know. And it, like, you get up in arms about something you don't even know about. Like, I could understand. Like, there's another player this week that he hit a double and he put his fist in the air and he said, fight, fight. Like, that pretty clear what he was doing.
Yeah.
Which is, who cares, first of all? Who cares? Yeah. It's irrelevant. It's just a celebration of a double. You know, big deal. What they can do what they want. It's probably not the greatest idea, but who cares? But yeah, don't get mad before you know. Like, we're really good at preemptive anger.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that many people are really mad about it, though.
There were some people that were like, can you believe the Cardinals are signaling politics? Like, no, they're not.
You can ignore that.
No, they're not.
You can ignore those people.
Yeah.
I think I'll probably be alone on this one because as technology changes, you always want to be more protective of your players. And if I were facing 100-mile-an-hour fastball, I would want that. But I get a little annoyed every time a batter hits and makes it to the base, and then it takes them a minute to take off all of their armor and their change from these gloves. These are my batting gloves, not my stealing gloves. How could anyone steal a base in these gloves?
Well, no, they wear oven mitts when they steal
Yeah. I know, but it just like, I miss the days when guys, I miss the days when they didn't have hands at all. They used their stubs.
Sorry, we'll step off the lawn,
Too
sir.
Too much paraphernalia.
Too much, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, would you rather have those things or would you rather have broken fingers and guys on the injured list?
That's fingers.
Exactly right. And bones.
Yeah.
Back in my day.
I get it. I coach 14-year-olds and everything that the major leaguers have, they have to have.
Yeah.
And they're twice as slow putting it on.
Oh, I bet.
And we're all just kind of like, okay, buddy, you don't have to have six different pieces of body armor and
that
your
would
sliding
mitt.
That's
crazy with 14-year-olds.
And again, they get, you know, they want to have what the grown-ups have. And look, it can prevent an injury. I'm not going to lie. Like you get a lot of hit by pitches, and if you got a little elbow guard and you get hit, and that means you get to stay in the game and you don't have to miss a couple, it's fine.
But I think the rule should be whatever you bat with, you have to keep on the whole time.
Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
I'm
why,
with you
why
on
would
that,
you
Amy?
Want that rule?
So that we don't have to watch all the
if
unstrapping.
You can,
it's so obnoxious. It's why I don't like cyclists.
Yeah, the unstrapping
cyclists
is
have
the worst.
So many. All they do is they clickety clack in their shoes. They go to Starbucks, they go to Caldi's, and they click, 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 clack, 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 and then they're like, strap, unstrap, unstrap. And it's like, it's a status symbol. However, whoever has the most unstrapping to do, they're
what
the best
world do
cyclists.
You live in?
I'm like, what are you even
about this?
Talking about?
People no, know. Cyclists?
Is there some kind of, is like cyclists and runners, is that like werewolves and vampires? Like a, you know, like
runners,
a eons old
yeah,
war?
It is. Runners are like the corner bar, like drinking a Bud Light, and cyclists are like the hip club, like where everybody's like, you know, showing up in fancy cars and fancy outfits. And listen, I'd stop clickety-clackety. Their shoes just clack so
I just want to know why both groups have to wear all tight clothing. Why can't you just wear normal clothes and run and bike?
I used to make a lot of fun of bikers, and, you know, but that's until I got a Harley Davidson and I started dressing in leather and stuff.
Now, see, if the cyclists wore leather, That would be
hey
squeaky.
But what I don't get is, and I get your cosplaying. There are cyclists out there who are competitive.
Yes,
good for you.
Yep.
But for every cyclist that is really truly competitive and needs all the garb, there are 20 mm-hmm. who don't. And that aerodynamic helmet that you paid $800 for is not going to get you your extra half mile you need on South Kirkwood Road.
No. And again, protective gear, go for it.
Yeah.
But some of this stuff would be like me showing up for softball with all of that stuff you're talking about.
Or showing
up with my oven mitt, sliding glove, and
football
my
with shoulder pads.
Yeah.
They still make the coach's shorts. You know, like the softball shorts?
We have, like, we wear shorts for coaching, but they're not like the ones you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
You're talking about.
There were baseball pants that were just cut off.
Cut off at the legs. Yeah.
Well, those were the best.
Yep. I don't think, Dave, I think motorcycles, totally different thing with the leather. I think with the cyclists, it's all those orthodontists who come down from Everest. That's what they do here. They cycle.
It was not different for me though, because I was not wearing leather to be protective. I was wearing leather that said things like ride free or die. It was not good.
Yeah.
It was not good. I was just over my skis.
Yeah.
I can admit it.
So did you ride free?
I didn't die.
He didn't die. So yeah, he must have ridden real free.
Well, I've had so many bad times in my life like that.
You should go on the Eras tour. You have an Eras tour,
that's
and you.
True.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Phoebe calls me Malibu Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
which was the so how many Eras do you think you've had?
At least a dozen discernible.
Really?
No, I have bodybuilding Dave, Dave, drum Dave, law school Dave.
Wow, yeah.
Toupee Dave. Yeah. Some of them, you know, intersected and overlap like a Venn diagram. But it was what if I were to die and go in front of a tribunal and they're like, tell us about your life. So I would say I found a way to make everything I did dorky. Even cool, like you give someone a Harley Davidson, like you're immediately cool. Then you're like, you know what? Give me that denim jacket with the big number one on the back, because me and Evel Knievel are the same. I remember the first time I rode dirt bikes as a kid, and then I didn't ride at all until 2003. And I bought a Harley, and it was way too big, way too much bike for me. And the very first time I took it out on the highway, it was in the morning, driving into work, and I was terrified, wearing my Harley Davidson leathers and the whole bit and the little, you know, tiny helmet that you wear with those. And a school bus of about third graders pull up next to me, and they're looking at me and they're giving me like the, yeah, man. And I was thinking, there's never been a bigger gap between who they think I am right now and who I am. Because I am terrified. Get that bus away from me.
They don't need to know that, though.
No.
They're thinking that you had Steppenwolf playing in your head.
Yeah.
What was really playing in your head? They're thinking, get your motor running.
What's the biggest group of bikers you've ever ridden
with?
Oh,
dude, the very first time I went on a group ride, there were about 60 of us.
Oh.
And we went across the JB Bridge, the 255 Bridge. Is that the one? And we went to this place called the Fountain Bar. That's a big biker hangout. And we were literally going 100 miles an hour, about a foot and a half away from each other's wheels. Ugh. And I was terrified.
That sounds horrible.
And then we got there, and I'm like, I wonder if we're going to beat a dude up. And everyone was a financial planner or an orthodontist, and I was the coolest one there, and I was a dork. So
Dave's like, I'm ready to kick someone's ass.
I used to go to Arizona for spring training every year in Phoenix, and just north of Phoenix is a town called Cave Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never been up there, and I thought, I'll take a drive. We had an off day. So I drove up, and I remember turning this corner into this small town, and there were hundreds of like the Harley Davidson motorcycles.
Like the Sons of Anarchy kind of guys.
I don't know what was going on, but that whole town was full of them. And I guess they have a big biker thing that goes on there.
Wow. Isn't they there have one that in Sturgis.
Sturgis.
And they do it in Myrtle Beach too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it South Dakota or North Dakota?
Sturgis?
Right?
I don't know.
South.
I just know Sturgis.
South. Yeah. You ever done one of those?
No. No.
No?
No. Pretty wild there.
I can pretend to be another person for a pretty long time, but...
But not that long?
Not
he
that
shows
long.
Up, he's unstrapping all the leather, making fun of animals. This guy's bad.
I almost hit a rabbit back there, stupid rabbit.
Baby's just judging from a right? distance. Why is he got to unstrap so much stuff? Why doesn't he just run places?
He doesn't need all that.
It's just an ordeal. I don't like things that are an ordeal.
It really is. Yeah.
That's why flying is, it's an ordeal.
Sure is.
Can I tell her the story? So we were downstairs at our shared coffee shop, and Todd, you know Todd, yeah. and they're moving soon, yeah. and he said, hey, I finally listened to your show, I really liked it, and XYZ, oh, thank you, that's very kind of you. And we started talking about you guys, because you're the morning shift. Mm-hmm. And Rachel vouched for me, we're talking about how smart you are, and how great you are at politics and stuff, and then there's a long pause while he's making my latte, and I go, now she's a dork, and he goes, I'm sorry, what? And I go, you know, like, kind of dorky, you know, like, look at me, I'm homeschooled. He was not having it.
No, not at all.
He did not think it was funny.
He did not want to make fun of Amy.
No. Thank you, Todd.
It's like, save the making fun for the animals, Dave.
That's yeah. right.
Yeah. What am I, an animal to you?
What, she an opossum?
I can't wait to unload on Todd about you. It's going to be great next time I see him.
Todd, well, Todd's
I'm like, no, Dave
back.
Honestly was right. She's the worst.
I think it's endearing, though.
That was very, it was very sweet.
To most yeah. people. Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, very sweet. 152 DGS. How was Wesley Bell? Didn't get to hear it.
Really good.
It's good, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously the first district in Missouri is really interesting because Lacey Clay was there forever. It was a huge upset when Cori Bush won, and Wesley Bell is doing pretty well in the numbers. I think the latest are that he... It's very, very close. I'm not sure if he's ahead or not.
He has better ads.
He has much
Man,
better ads.
Man, I see
ads.
Those ads all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing a great job. I think he outraised Cori Bush.
Yeah, you can tell from the ads.
As far as campaign funds went, yeah. But he's great. He's reason, even keel. He says what he believes in. We talked even a little bit about his office working with Gabe Gore in the city of St. Louis and how that's really the situation is improving. So we enjoyed it.
Yeah. And today was a weird day to have him on. We had it scheduled ahead of time, but then so much news happened. We talked to him a little bit about the Kamala Harris thing and Joe Biden. But we really wanted to get into with him the Marcellus Williams case, who's the person on death row. And he's got the execution date coming up and there's the evidence that he probably didn't commit the crime, but
New
the attorney
DNA
general's
evidence.
Not just not hearing it. It's and those are the kinds of cases I find really interesting and scary and sad that there's a person who is probably about to die who probably didn't do the crime. And when an attorney general or a prosecutor just absolutely refuses to hear the new evidence, I don't get that.
I think I was driving back from Colorado because I heard you guys talk about it the whole time. I didn't know about that case.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a Missouri guy. I don't get it. Like, why would you? Is it pride? Is it I can't lose this case or I can't be wrong about this case? I don't really understand when there's new evidence that could exonerate somebody.
Probably a lot
somebody.
Of politics because you see now with the run for governor and for attorney general, there's a whole lot of like let off a felon with just a misdemeanor. You don't want to be strapped with that. And even though it's a human life, someone is going to die.
People say they use the figure of speech. How do you live with yourself? I would literally not be able to live with myself if I knew I had put somebody away and put them to death and I found out they hadn't done it.
I'd want to know the politics of it, the reasoning behind it, because we talked about this happening in Missouri. And I bring this up because I read it this morning earlier when Kamala Harris was Attorney General of California, right? And then also District Attorney in San Francisco. But there was a guy who was on death row and there was new evidence and she opposed bringing in that new evidence and seeing that new evidence until there became a huge media kerfuffle.
I think her office handled it. I don't think she handled it personally. Her office did, but then she did later say she felt awful about it and directed them to look at it.